Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Governor Walz was in Washington, D.C. yesterday testifying in front of a Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee on Minnesota's immigration policies.
Enforcing immigration law is not the role of local and state governments. The fact is Congress has given federal agencies the authority to enforce immigration laws across this country. That includes Minnesota, and I support them doing so. It's the federal government's job to secure the border.
The hearing came as protests against President Trump's deportation policies have taken place across the country. U.S. Representative Angie Craig introduced legislation to address the affordable housing crisis in the country. The bill would allow the federal government to better track and study housing laws across the United States. Craig's bill would create a task force to investigate the types and reasoning behind the loss of homes. The measure is endorsed by housing advocates, including the National Association of Realtors. Department of Human Services officials say federal cuts to Medicaid could negatively impact more than 1 million Minnesotans. MDH Medicaid Director John Connolly says the cuts would take away health coverage and access to essential and life-saving care,
such as primary and behavioral health services and prescription drugs for hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans potentially. Costs to the state would be roughly $500 million annually, and millions in increased cost and red tape for the counties, tribal nations, hospitals, other providers, and enrollees.
More information on the proposed cuts and the impacts can be found on the DHS website. And President Trump's budget and policies are the targets of more than 45 No Kings protests and rallies on Saturday across Minnesota. Lisa Erbs of Indivisible Twin Cities says Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan is leading the march from St. Paul College to the state capitol.
We're real excited that the Lieutenant Governor is going to help us kick things off there and get everybody pretty fired up. And then we're very happy because Governor Walz will be joining us, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say. I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
All four of Minnesota's Republicans in Congress supported Trump's budget bill. This is MNN. The Minnesota BCA has identified the officers involved in a shooting in Fremont County on Tuesday that resulted in the death of two people. Caitlin Fisher, Sean Robbins, Derek Weigel, and Cy Vanthavong have been named. The shooting resulted in the deaths of 44-year-old Nathaniel Bale and 66-year-old Brenda Cruz, both of Albert Lee. Five law enforcement officers, all from different departments, are on critical incident leave for their involvement in the shooting. A $100,000 grant from CenterPoint Energy is what Camp Fire Minnesota needed to restore the waterfront on Lake Minnewashta and Excelsior. President and CEO Corey Redepenning.
Both the erosion and then runoff, which obviously is problematic for us, really started to reduce the size and scope of our beachfront area.
The nonprofit opened its annual summer camps on Sunday. And Mankato police are investigating a shooting at an apartment complex Thursday. Officers responded to reports of multiple gunshot wounds. Around 11:30 p.m., they found a man suffering a single gunshot wound. The victim was taken to the Mayo Clinic Health System, Mankato.